Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
My next guest can bike, breakdance, rob a bank. He's coming to Vicar Street. Good morning, David O'Doherty.
They've given me a mug with your face on it.
Is that okay or is it a bit weird?
The coffee tastes weird in it.
Now look, what they've given me is a mug which has something similar to what you have on the back of yours, but it doesn't have my face. It just has Dave's mug. So it feels
like a cult, Dave.
This is a prototype of the cult mug, which you now have. Actually, speaking of drinks, how are you coping in your first summer without Lilt? Because I realise there are certain things that are important to you, David O'Doherty.
I know, it is. I'm trying to make hooch Lilt. I'm still trying to find that secret formula.
I wonder what it is. Pineapple and grapefruit do not lend themselves. No. And I know grapefruit is super tangy. Pineapple is great and all, as long as you're not allergic to it and it does that thing in your tongue. It does it in my daughter.
Oh, really?
Some people have a gene where it literally starts dissolving.
What?
Now, it's not bad enough that you'd need to go to hospital, but like,
what?
If she eats pineapple,
you've
her tongue goes on fire.
Describe the taste of Lilt to her.
Yeah.
She'll never really know.
Although, is there a real pineapple in Lilt?
Can we say this? Did we ever really like Lilt? It was just when it went, in retrospect, you were like...
This often happens.
Yeah.
I remember when they stopped the Boost bar.
Yeah.
No one cared. And now all anyone ever says to me is bring back Boost. I was like, where were you at the time?
Yeah, set up Instagram accounts dedicated to bring back Lilt. That's me.
All the important things. David, we've just ruined Anya's day. She says, whoa. Lilt is gone. Yes. Apparently, she says she was looking for it in Tesco the other day, didn't realise why it wasn't available.
Now, I am not a spokesperson for soft drinks.
Sure.
Minerals, as we call them
minerals,
in this country.
Yeah, minerals.
But I do believe, I think Lilt might have been, it's got a new name. Like someone has brought it out as something lemon and grapefruit or whatever.
Don't, pineapple and grapefruit, surely. But don't.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Don't other
brands. This guy
brands,
is so serious about the correct description of Lilt.
Don't other brands offer fruit punch kind of tropical drinks in a can. I'm not saying, you know.
It's like you're a Lilt influencer and you're covertly trying to get us to talk. Like, whatever we talk about in this conversation.
Try and bring it back around.
Going to bring it straight back to that great grapefruit and pineapple taste we miss so much.
I'll leave it like that now.
Liltfluencer.
Liltinfluencer. Yeah, okay. Stop. Let's talk about Nish Kumar. Because Nish Kumar was on this show and he told us that you live together.
Oh, no.
He didn't really enough dirt that I have anything on you. But I just wonder, like, do you have fond memories of spending time with Nish?
Yeah. Nish, so the Edinburgh Fringe is like the Tour de France of comedy. And that metaphor doesn't quite work, but you know what I mean?
I love it, though.
And so strange groups of humans live together in houses. So it used to be me and Frankie Boyle. It was me. Anyway, in recent years, it's me and Nish Kumar and Rose Matafeo, who people might know from Starstruck, that TV show, and Josie Long, who had a three-year-old, that because Josie's show was in the day, the baby would just be handed to the proverbial two men, one woman, and a little baby.
What a movie, and in Edinburgh during the Fringe.
Yes, we would go on adventures with the child. I would take the child to see high school versions of Disney theatre shows where they hadn't got the rights to do Beauty and the Beast, so they had changed all the songs. So instead of Be My Guest, it was like, we're having a lovely dinner. And the three-year-old would be like, what is this garbage?
It's not what I'm used to. That's incredible. And will you go back to Edinburgh this year?
You know, I've got a show. Yeah. I don't know. Is it just like a dog returning to its own barf every year? Comes around to August. Because I do like cycling. I watch the Tour de France.
Sure.
And every year as the Tour de France heads to the mountains, heads towards the end, I just feel like Edinburgh is coming up soon.
It's going to happen. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You are going to also be in Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of July.
All right. If you insist.
I do. Which, if I'm not mistaken, is Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I've written a show. My parents are coming on the Saturday.
Okay.
Which is a big deal. What Dad doesn't know, and I'm pretty sure he's not listening today.
Okay, let's
now,
hope. You're not going to reveal anything.
So Dad wrote the Safe Cross Code, the song that we all learned about how to cross the road.
How do I not know this?
So I have kind of as a tribute to them.
Yeah.
Kind of taken a lot of life lessons that they have taught me and reversed and engineered back
into the song.
So it's going to end with my version of the safe cross code. Because he's taught me how to cross all the roads that have led to this place, Dave. You know?
There's some metaphors right there. I did not know that about your dad. That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he wrote many of the theme musics and ad stuff from our childhood. Yeah, they did. There was a group of them.
Yes.
So get this. There was Bill Whelan, who went on to write Riverdance. Yeah. Sean Davey, who wrote, say, Ribbles in the Rock Pools, Ribbles in the Sea. But he also wrote Penny's Got a Whole Lot of Things for Christmas. And then there's my dad, who wrote, like, Wanderly Wagon and, all of these things. So they're
unbelievable.
They're a gas old group. I know. That's what I grew up in.
Would he have been disappointed had you rejected, as some sons do, the musicality of your father? I'm not going to learn how to play any instruments. Or you're just kind of so around it that you're just going to do it no matter what.
Yeah, like, I did my best to hate jazz for as long as possible because he is a jazz musician, ultimately. So similar to you with your metal, it's possible that was all a reaction to your parents' love of Frank Sinatra.
You're not wrong,
So for a very long time, I would just like punk. And then I found myself veering into, you know, Steely Dan and stuff like that.
Chord
and then,
changes.
Yeah, one day I had to be like, oh, I don't hate this anymore. Oh, no.
We're also on The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, I made them. I went in with a tactic.
Yeah,
make them think I'm terrible at the start.
Okay,
I knew I had a showstopper in my back pocket, though. I mean, no, the first two rounds went badly.
Yes,
worse than I expected.
Okay.
To the point where I was breakdancing with OT from Dancing with the Stars or whatever that show's called. At one point, but then I had an emotional tribute to Sir Ernest Shackleton, meringue with a tiny chocolate flake ship in it. And like, honestly, when I see a picture of it now, tears. Do you ever see a cake and cry?
No.
I doubt you did. Well, I made that cake.
Incredible. And was it as fun as you thought it would be?
Do you know what it is? It's exactly what you think it's going to be. As in, the tent apparently is like a £10 million tent with tiny cameras everywhere. So it's not like crew are coming over
and shooting you.
You just know all. So you're just having, like, basically, there's three bake-offs.
Yeah.
There's the professionals, which is no crack for Noel Fielding was telling me, because it's people whose livelihood depends on doing
they
it properly.
Have to impress.
There's the real bake-off, which
Hunters.
Starts fun and then gets more tense as it moves along. And then, ours was the charity one. And if you're taking that too seriously, I mean, lads, come on. Who cares if I can make a sponge? I want to make people cry with meringue. My chosen medium is meringue.
With a little chocolate chip. I do love charity bake-off versus, say, charity MasterChef, where all of a sudden you learn, oh my God, these people can cook like MasterChef. So I know that's not their job, but you're like, still too impressive.
They still talk about David Schwimmer wanted to win it so badly. Apparently, he'd got like some of the great American chefs into his LA mansion to teach him. Whereas I had my ma saying, undercook these meringues. The recipe says an hour and a half, an hour will be grand. I'm like, Mum, I don't want to kill Paul Hollywood.
Unless he has some kind of an egg allergy, he might be all right. Summer I robbed a bank.
Yeah, so I didn't rob a bank.
No.
First, I want to quash that. But so my granny lived in Achill Island, spent a lot of the year there, where there's a mobile bank that drives around in a van.
Yeah.
And from the age of about six, my brother and I would talk a lot. Like, we were the Dublin lads down for the summer about how we would rob it.
I mean...
I'm sorry.
It's a proper plan.
So I wrote a book about it then.
Yeah.
That my brother last week turned into a stage play that has just been running in the Everyman in Cork. Hopefully it's going to tour the nation. But yeah, let me just say, the fellas who actually work in that van, the good men and women of Allied Irish Bank, when they see me coming, they just roll their eyes because they think a lot of kids... That book was quite popular.
Yes, it was Chris George illustrated. Another guest we had recently.
Yeah. And they say, is this the bank from the book? And they have to go, yeah, it is.
It is. Well, fingers crossed it will just tour safely and without criminal events.
What a crime that would be.
True.
If you toured that and then at halftime in the show every day you robbed a bank, no one would suspect.
Pure coincidence. Quick fire round before I let you go, David. What are you currently obsessed with?
I'm going to watch the new series of The Bear. Do you know what? I get into things very late.
Okay.
I've just watched all of Narcos.
Just now, okay, yeah, that is late.
So I constantly, out of the corner of my eye, believe someone's about to shoot me. So if Matt Cooper moves yes. over there, I could dive to the floor and just roll under your feet.
Shout something in Spanish. Okay, amazing.
Then, I like to give something 4 years after it's popular.
That's
just
totally
to make
fine.
Sure it was definitely good.
Yeah, give it time to settle. Wait till it's all finished. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Some comedian
yeah.
type. John Mulaney is doing very well in America
yes,
at the moment.
Yes, he's a big fan. Yeah, yeah.
He's a good head. Cillian Murphy.
That's top famous.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Like,
yeah.
No, don't apologize. That's amazing.
Nah, I didn't put him in under his real name in case someone nicks the phone.
I've never thought about doing that. Well, I don't have that many famous people, but...
You can put my number in there. Go on. Yeah. And call me Dr. Doddles or something, just in case.
When you think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class, Susbjørg, you open your bag, you take out your lunchbox. What was in your lunchbox?
Oh, for Susbjørg, yeah. not Susmore.
Well, Susbjørg or Susmore, whichever one you have more information about in your head.
So I was so annoying as a child as regards not eating things.
Oh, right.
I used to request a brown bread sandwich with the crusts cut off, mm-hmm. no butter. So it's like the saddest sandwich you've ever seen.
And what was the filling?
Just cheese.
Oh, cheese,
it.
Okay.
But then I needed separation to the tangerine because even with tinfoil or cling film, the tangerine could sometimes
infiltrate.
Osmosis through the wrapper. So I needed like a Milky Moo or one of the, like a Capri Sun. Used as a
breakwater.
A breakwater.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now they make lunchboxes that have little sections in them divided by plastic, which my kids all use. And then they just turn a yogurt upside down inside one of the containers and hand it to me after school and go, there's my lunchbox. I'm like, really?
I like that AI exists, but we are now being impressed by tiny separators yeah, in lunchboxes of the last 30 years.
And the final question I ask all my guests, David O'Doherty, is do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
Yeah, great. Because I would play five-a-side still.
Okay.
And then you're really found out. Because no, I don't. And sometimes I get it with mucky legs.
And you get snared.
So, but maybe after this I'll start.
Oh, well, don't. I don't. I never bother. I don't play five-a-side though, so maybe there's something there. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. July 5th and 6th, David O'Doherty is going to be
in Victor
Street.
I need a power hose. Would you come around and power hose me as I'm standing there in the shower?
I definitely would.
With Lilt.
I would fill my pressure washer with Lilt. Which somebody says, Dave, it's from Michael, says, Dave and David, Lilt is now called Fanta Tropical. There you go, we've been educated. David O'Doherty, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.